Today is August 1st, 2024. We have made it to August. You know, so lately I have been thinking about Big Fatty. There you go. He can clip that out and use it on his opening. I was on his opening yesterday, I think. Yeah, I think it was yesterday. Anyway, so I've been catching up on his little show because I got behind, like 2 weeks behind because I took a break in walking, you know, because I'm supposed to be watching how high my heart rate gets and all that stuff. You know, that's to come. But so this week I have been walking every day and I've totally caught up on his little show. And he's talked about a couple of things that I wanted to talk about on my show. And I don't know if they were both in the same episode or not. No, I don't remember. But in any case, he mentioned that, again, I don't know which podcast it was on, but he mentioned that he got an increase in his pension from the coal mine. And I thought, and he said, I got a big $34. And he said it was burning a hole in his pocket. And I was thinking to myself, man, $34. So that's nice. You could, I guess he got it through a cost of living increase because I have a state pension as well. And I get mine through cost of living increase. And I just got a cost of living increase that was 3.54%. And it ended up being $148 more a month. And I, when Big Fatty said he got $34 a month, I wondered if that is, like, what percentage of that is his pension? So, anyway, good for him for getting that increase in his pension, and good for me for getting my increase in my pension. But it was interesting because when he was talking about that, as I'm on the treadmill and I'm walking and listening to his podcast, I'm thinking, oh, I just got my increase too, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like we have a lot of things in common. And we also both happen to like Ford cars and trucks. And as I'm sure you've heard by now, Big Fatty he bought a new Ford Maverick truck. I believe it was on Monday, and then today's Thursday. So I think he bought it on Monday. And he's posted all these pictures on his website of his Earl Grey, the new pickup truck. And the interesting thing when I say it relates, I can relate to it, is because I have been eyeing this Ford Maverick pickup for a little while now, actually for at least 6 months. And I really like it. But Big Fatty bought a 2024 Maverick truck. And I knew that Ford was releasing the 2025 very soon. So I did not, you know, go out and buy one or anything, but because there was a couple things that I don't like about the 2024. Well, really one thing I can say. If you look at the pictures on his website, he shows a picture of the dashboard and the steering wheel, and he's already got his little phone cord plugged in, and it shows the little screen. Well, if you look at that little screen, first of all, it's small. It's only like, I think it's eight inches across or something like that. But it's that space next to it that they have built in there. It's like this empty rectangle that I don't know what you would put in there. It would fall out once you start driving. So I think that's a really odd little thing, that little space there. So I kept saying to myself, I'm going to wait and find out what the 2025s look like, because I don't like that. That would be a big distraction to me. So he bought his Maverick on Monday. Yesterday, Wednesday, Ford introduced the 2025 Maverick. And guess what? They replaced that little screen with a big 13.2-inch screen. And everything else generally looks the same, with maybe a tweak here and there, but I love the new big screen. So after I listened to his podcast, I came back upstairs and I went to the Ford site, because I also just got an email today from Ford saying, introducing the new 2025 Ford Maverick. And August 1st, today is the first day that they're taking orders if you wanted to order one. Well, I'm not going to order one. I'm very interested in buying one, but I still want to wait a little while. Anyway, So I went onto the Ford website and I priced out pretty much the same thing he has, a Ford Maverick Lariat edition. I think it's pretty much got the same things he's got, but mine ends up being like $39,000. And I don't know if I want to, pay that much for it, but anyway, but it was, I just thought it was so funny that he had a Ford Escape and I have currently a Ford Escape. Then he got a Ford Edge and I wanted to get a Ford Edge, but it was a little too out of my range for what I want. Cause you know, I want the top of the line, all the bells and whistles, everything. So I did not get that. I kept my Ford Escape, you know, it's now been 7 years, but anyway, went to the website and priced out a 2025 and with all the options and stuff. And it really looks nice. I would get it in white with, I don't know what the interior would look like though. He's got this blue and brown kind of interior. I don't know if it's pleather or what, but it's kind of pretty, I guess. I just don't know. I don't remember what I got on mine. There's another thing I don't like is that at this, I believe none of these levels of the Ford Maverick have fog lights. And the 2025, they have a new model out called Lobo. And it's like a low rider truck kind of thing. Ford's trying to capture, I guess, a different audience. And it's called Lobo. And it comes with fog lights. And I'm thinking, why can't I get the fog lights on the Lariat edition? So I don't know. But in any case, I really like the way the 2025 looks. And I've been itching now for a new car for a while. And I was also waiting for the 2025 Escape, because I thought they were being done, you know, like doing away with the Escape, and they still may be. But they did release a 2025 Escape, and pretty much nothing has changed. So I don't know. I priced one of those out too, and that was actually more expensive than the Maverick. So anyway, I'm excited, and I love seeing Big Fatty's pictures on his website of his Earl Grey little truck. It looks cute. So yeah. Well, that's not the only thing I've been thinking about, Big Fatty. It's like all these little things have come up in the last couple of weeks. One of them is Moose P alerted me to this, and he told me that Nora O'Donnell is stepping down from the CBS Evening News. And we just happened to go to her husband's restaurant on Saturday night for dinner. Anyway, so she's stepping down, and Moose P gave me the link to the article on Facebook. And I read the article, and she is stepping down because she's going to become a little bit more like a Diane Sawyer of ABC, where she talks with, she does interviews with famous people and politicians and people of interest and all that stuff. So she's going to be doing like this specialized interviews. And I thought, okay, well, that sounds exactly like Diane Sawyer. So she's still going to be with CBS. She's just moving to this different level. But, you know, hearing the music and stuff, sorry for, what's his name from, God, I'm losing my mind. Downtown. From the Enormous Podcast, who doesn't like when I play that music. Anyway, and then will he have to get, like, will he continue to watch it because Nora O'Donnell isn't on the show anymore? This isn't going to happen until September, supposedly. So interesting. So that's another Big Fatty thing. And then Big Brother started again. And, you know, last year I just could not get into Big Brother. And I, like, refused to watch it because I was like, I can't connect to any of these people. I don't like these people. You know, there was nothing really, catching me. Well, this year I said, I'm just going to go ahead and watch, you know, the first couple episodes. And if I get hooked, then I'm going to keep watching it. Well, I watched the first two episodes and I was really pleased to see that they do have like two people who were older than most of the people in there. Like this one lady, Angela, I think she's 50. And then this guy, Kenny, he's probably in his late 40s, early 50s, but I don't think he said how old he was. I'm sure if I looked it up, I could find out, but I don't really I don't really care about it that much, but I'm watching the show, and this season, I will say, the very first eviction, which has now been a week ago, because the second one's tonight, but these people in the house finally got smart, and they got rid of a good-looking, muscular guy who's going to win all of the physical challenges. I'm like, they are so, finally, we get some smart people in there realizing we got to get these people out first, and then we can fight amongst ourselves. So any of the guys, the hot guys who are built and have muscles, and like the guy that got out, I can't even think of his name now. I didn't really like him from the first day. He seemed a little too cocky for me. But if you watch the show, you'll see, you probably have already seen it, that Angela, the 50-year-old real estate agent, I believe she's a real estate agent, she got on this case right away by saying, oh, you're so good looking. You're going to have a showman's and all this stuff, and your good looks are going to carry you along. And he did not know how to take that. Like, was that a compliment or was that, you know, a dig at him? So they got into it, and she's a little crazy. Once we saw her bring on the drama and yelling at him in front of all the other house guests, I was thinking, oh, honey, you're digging your grave right away. So, but she, well, the girl in the veto got herself off the block. So Angela put him up, and then everyone kind of turned on him and voted him out. So anyway, I was saying that the Big Brother, in terms of watching it this season, I am watching it now. I am actually all caught up on the shows too. So, well, no, I didn't watch Wednesday nights yet. So I still have Wednesday night, and I probably won't watch it tonight. So what I end up doing is watching them on Paramount Plus, because then there's no commercials, because there's nothing I hate more than commercials. So that's why I watch everything on streaming these days, because I absolutely cannot stand commercials. And now the commercials are all political. So I don't like watching those. So anyway, so when Big Fatty is talking about Big Brother, then I know exactly who he's talking about and what he's talking about, because I'm trying to stay caught up with it, which is also really good too. Now, the last thing I'm going to say that I think is connected to Big Fatty is he started talking about the Olympics and watching the opening ceremonies and all that stuff. And I have not watched the Olympics for years. So was it last night? Yeah, it was last night. My husband and I said, why don't we go ahead and just watch a little bit of the Olympics? You know, we haven't seen 1 second of it. Totally did not see the opening ceremonies or anything. And, you know, all that controversy with the drag queens in Paris making out to look like the Last Supper, which I thought was funny. I didn't see that, so I have no idea what the whole brouhaha is. But, you know, I'm sure it's some freaking conservatives who don't like it. But anyway, so that, I guess that was the last thing that I was thinking about Big Fatty, because as he was talking about the Olympics, because I was listening to two episodes from the last two episodes of the podcast, and he was talking about that today. And I was thinking, I just watched the Olympics last night, and we watched synchronized diving, the women's synchronized diving. We watched Katie Ledecky, who's right over here in Bethesda, Maryland, right close to D.C. She won I believe it was her 8th gold medal. She's now tied with and I forget the lady's name, tied with another lady for the most gold medals in swimming. Then they were, you know, because basically they're doing a recap of the day, because it's 6 hours ahead of us. So they were showing stuff that had already happened. So I already knew that Katie Ledecky had won her gold medal. And they had that guy, what is his name? Machon something. I don't know what his name is. Anyway, the French guy who was a gymnastics, I think he's no swimmer. He was a swimmer. Yeah. And he got the gold medal. Yeah. I can't remember all that stuff. And then, but I was getting to the point where we were watching the gymnastics, and most of them were, the men's USA team did not do very well. So, but it was all these, Asian guys, and I couldn't get over. I mean, this is a terrible, I don't know that it's racist, I don't know that it's stereotypical, but as I'm watching them do their, like they were doing the rings and they were doing the running on the mat and flipping over and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, oh my God, these guys are so short. and standing next to their coaches and other people, they really are short. And I shouldn't say that just because they're Asian, but they, well, I guess that's true because they, not just the Asian, they had the Ukrainian guy on there too, and he was short. I'm just wondering if being a short person is a benefit in gymnastics. I guess that's really what I'm saying. So I don't want to be racist or anything. But anyway, so we watched a little bit of the Olympics, and that made me think of Big Fatty. So this, it seems like this entire podcast, I'm relating things to Big Fatty, but I mean, everything in the last week or so has been about whatever Big Fatty's done. I've either thought about it or done it, you know, in terms of watching stuff and thinking about buying a Ford Maverick and the increase in his pension. It's just like, oh my God, everything he's mentioning, I'm experiencing too. Excuse me, I have phlegm in my throat. So sorry. Now, other things that are not related to Big Fatty. So last Wednesday, we went to a concert, you know, at Wolf Trap, the Center for the Performing Arts. It's this outdoor amphitheater kind of place. I mean, they do have indoor seats, but we always sit on the lawn. And you've heard me talk about this before if you've been listening for a while. So we went to see Daryl Hall and Elvis Costello. And you're thinking, Daryl Hall, is that, well, where's Oates? Well, they're not together anymore as a group. And Daryl Hall, he came on second. Elvis Costello came on first. And I remembered a couple songs from Elvis Costello, like, well, if I brought up this music ahead of time. I mean, like he had several songs in the, was it 80s? 80s or 90s? I don't know. Where is it? Oh, here we go. This is the one I'm thinking of. Listen to this. Is this the one I'm thinking of? Is? So this is, oh, the wrong one. That's Angels Wear Red Shoes. Sorry, let's go to this next one. This is the one I really meant. This is probably one of his most famous songs.
Oh, it's so funny to be seeing you after so long.
Surely you've heard this song before.
The way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticker valentines. Cause I don't know if you are loving somebody.
Come on, get to the chorus. Okay, here we go.
Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true.
Okay, I'm going to bring that down and just talk about that song for a minute. That's called Allison, and it's by Elvis Costello, and I believe it's from the late 70s, maybe early 80s, I'm not sure. But the significance of this song, Allison, is when I was a teacher, you know, I taught little kids, first graders, and I remember years and years and years ago, probably now like 30 years ago, I had a little girl in my class named Allison. And I used to sing that part of the song to her all the time, and she just loved it. Anyway, but now, okay, so you hear how great he's singing now. Well, I say it's great, but
see you this way, Allison.
Anyway, I will excuse me, I will tell you that oh my goodness, phlegm in my throat. I will tell you that he does not sing like that these days. His voice was terrible. And my husband and I were like, oh my God, this is so bad. His, I mean, you could recognize some of his famous songs and stuff, but oh my God, it was just, it was so bad. He's so old. He's like 71 or something like that. Well, I shouldn't say that. Maybe, no, he's 69. He's 69 years old. Well, so we stayed there and listened to it, and we had our wine and our meal, our food on the lawn, and it was a little hot, but not, it wasn't horrible. It ended up being a really, really nice evening. But then Elvis Costello, he was done, and then it took like 45 minutes for them to get Daryl Hall's set up on the stage. And when he finally came on, oh my God, it was the worst singing ever. Now again, he's Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates. Now, actually, if I think about it, Big Fatty mentioned a song on one of his recent episodes about from Hall & Oates. So there's another connection to Big Fatty. Anyway, when Daryl Hall came on, first of all, we look at him and he's got this big poof of hair on his head. And I'm like, how old is he? And I looked him up and he's 77 years old. That man's voice is shot. I don't know if he did a lot of drugs or what. Maybe he, I don't think he did drugs. I don't really know. But my point is that his singing was so bad. We got through about four songs, maybe five songs, or maybe it was during the fifth song that we looked at each other and just said, I can't do this. I cannot sit here and listen to this, you know, for another hour. So we got up and left. We don't ever do that. I think we've only done that one other time where we've gotten up and left, but the singing was just so bad. I could not take it. So we left, and that was fine. Cause then we got out of the parking lot, you know, quicker and, got home quicker, whatever. Just, ugh, the singing was just so bad. So bad. So we will not be seeing him again. If he comes again next year, we are not going to see him, or probably not Elvis Costello either. All right, so that was last Wednesday when we went to that concert. Then on, on the way back, was that last Wednesday though? No, I don't think it was. We heard on the news that, first of all, you might remember a couple months ago, I told you that there was all these protests outside of Secretary of State Blinken's house. He lives not too far from here, just over the line in McLean, Virginia. And there's the road that we have to go on that I always drive on to go anywhere in Virginia. We go on that road and you have to go by his house. Well, all these people had been protesting about, you know, the war in Gaza and all that war in the Middle East and stuff that I still don't quite understand or get. But anyway, they had been building up this protest all along this street. And the thing is, the street there doesn't have any road. Well, besides the road, there's not much space between the road and people's houses. So they were jamming these tents and these, they were parking and stuff all over the sides of the street. Well, it was getting just too dangerous because as you would drive through there, I mentioned this, they had a big sign that said, slow down, people in road, do not honk your horn, you know, this kind of stuff to not join in the protest. Well, we were coming back from, we went to Winer's on Saturday. That's what it was. We were coming back from wineries out in Virginia, and we were coming down that road to come back into D.C., and there were all these state troopers, Virginia state troopers all over the place, and they had torn up all of the protest stuff. I shouldn't say torn up. They made these people leave, and the people took all their stuff. But they had all these state trooper cars and SUVs all parked along the side of the road where these protesters were. And they had their lights on and they were, you know, saying, slow down. Well, as we were driving down the road into DC, people were coming back or coming out of DC, waving the flags and beeping their horns and screaming. And, because we were sitting in traffic because it was quite a little backup there. So we could see all these, there must've been 15 or 20 cars driving by and they would turn around and go back out. And they were trying to wreak havoc. With their protests, you know, people can protest. I don't have any problems with people protesting, but this was just annoying. And when we saw this, we realized, we had seen it on the news like the day before that they were going to break up the protest. And they must have just done it on Saturday. So that was real interesting. But so now there's no more protests outside of Secretary of State Blinken's house. They have state troops, and they put those barriers, those concrete barriers up so that they can't park on the sides of the street or anything, and they can't come back and do it again. So anyway, that's the cleanup at Blinken's house. Let's see. Oh my God, I have several other things, but I'll try to do them fast. I'm already at 25 minutes. So Tuesday this week, 2 days ago, we went to dinner at one of our favorite restaurants. You've heard me talk about it before, to Amy's Pizza Parlor. It's just, we do drive, but we drive and park and then we walk up to the restaurant. And we know the guy, the maitre d' guy, and he sat us up in the front away from, there was a big table of kids screaming in the back. So he said, I know you guys don't like kids, so I'm going to put you here. So he put us, you know, pretty close to where the maitre d' station is, where people come in and, you know, say we have, you know, four for dinner or whatever. And we're sitting there eating our dinner, and in comes, you know, because we've seen famous people there. Like we saw George Stephanopoulos there. He was right in front of us one time going into the restaurant. Well, we were sitting there, and Chris Wallace previously from Fox News came in, and I don't think he was with his daughter, any of his daughters, because he's got four daughters and they all have blonde hair, but he came in with this young lady and she had dark, dark hair. And we don't know who it was, because supposedly I think he's still married. It could have just been a friend or a colleague or whatever. But he was very casually dressed. He had flip flops, jeans, and a polo shirt on. And people were saying, he had to wait there to get a table. And when they walked by with the table, people were saying, "Oh, hi, Mr. Wallace. Hi, Mr. Wallace." You know, and he was stopping and shaking hands and stuff. And I was like, "Oh God." Well, he's now at CNN, so I don't know how long he's been there, but it's just interesting because we go to these restaurants all around the area in the neighborhood, and this neighborhood is very full of press people and dignitaries and all this stuff. So we do see these people from time to time, like Dr. Fauci lives right across the street from us, and I haven't seen him lately, so I don't know what's going on with him. But anyway, we saw Chris Wallace. We were at dinner. We did not say a word to him or call over to him or wave to him or anything. But so we saw Chris Wallace. All right, now, oh my God, this podcast is going 27 minutes. The last thing I want to talk about, actually, I have two more things, and I'll try to be quick. I wanted to go over the text messages that we've been getting. And you might remember that I mentioned that I was worried about Gary Bearden, and he sent a couple texts saying, where did he say? Oh, he says, "Thanks for mentioning me in my passing out at the Pride Parade. I am going to the doctor tomorrow to get the stitches out. I am doing okay." Now, wait, did I already read that one? I don't know. But Gary's doing well, and I'm glad to hear that. I may have already read that text message. But the other text message from last week was the one that I did not know who this was. If you remember, somebody texted me and said, "Hello, this is the gray ghost of Pride 48's gone by." And then I didn't reply to it. And then on Monday, he texted again and he says, I'm assuming it's a man. He says, "This is the gray ghost coming at you dead from the other side. Here is but a hint." He says, "What do ghosts do to a building or a graveyard? You may find the answer lies there." And then he put a little skull and crossbones. So I started thinking, what do ghosts do to a building or graveyard? Well, they haunt it, right? Don't they haunt? Well, then I said, oh my God, this is Haunt Cub. So just this afternoon, I texted him back and said, "That hint might tell me it's Haunt Club." Haunt Cub. And I say, "Am I right?" And then right away, he texted back, "Ding, ding, ding, you're right." He said, and he sends a little emoji, woohoo. And then I texted him back, "I knew it. Thank you for the text and the clue. I'm about to record a podcast, so I'll talk about it on the podcast. Thanks." And he says, "Look forward to it. Hugs." And I said, "Hugs back." So those are the text messages that we've been getting. And feel free to keep texting if you'd like to. I think it's, if you have a free plan for text, you can, it doesn't cost you anything. And I'm not really sure, but I think it might also keep the phone number open, you know, for a longer time. All right, the very last thing, and I promise I'll stop talking. So recently, Bob Newhart died. I know you are, you know that. Let me look exactly when he died. Okay, Bob Newhart. He died July 18th. And okay, so that was 12 days ago. He was 94 years old. I thought he was 95, but he was 94. Wait, when? Oh, he would have been 95 in September. Anyway, he died. And, you know, I have always enjoyed Bob Newhart. I remember as a kid in the 70s watching his first Bob Newhart show with Suzanne Pleshette, and he was the psychologist or whatever. I remember watching that. My dad loved that show, and as a family, we watched it. Loved that show. And then when he came back to the airwaves, because that show, I think, ended in, excuse me, I'm burping. I think that show ended in 78, maybe. I'm not sure. Let's see. The Bob Newhart show. Oh, he had a variety show from 61 to 62. Where is the one I'm talking about, though? The Bob Newhart Show went from 1972 to 1978. And then just 4 years later, Bob Newhart came back with a new show called Newhart. And that show ran from 1982 to 1990. And I absolutely loved that show. I'm sure you remember it. Bob Newhart and his wife, Joanna, they ran the Stratford Inn in Vermont. And the reason I think I really liked it was because the first season wasn't that great. The second season got a little better, but then the rest of them were really good. But it was Peter Scolari who was in that show, and he was very young, and he was very preppy, and he was so cute with Julia Duffy, who played Stephanie. And I just loved that show, and I really do think because I thought he was so cute, and the way he dressed so preppy, and but this is back in the 80s, obviously. I said 82 to 90, so we're talking a long time ago. But anyway, when he died, I was thinking, you know, I should probably look to see where you can watch the Newhart show on streaming. Surely somebody's got that show on streaming. Well, nobody has that show on streaming, at least not the entire show, like every season. Like I found on Hulu, you could watch a certain number of episodes, but they're not in any kind of order, and they're from different seasons and stuff. So then I went on Amazon, and I wanted to buy the entire DVD set. Now, I haven't bought a DVD in forever, but if I can't find the show that's for streaming, then I want to buy the DVD. So I bought the entire the complete set of DVDs for all 8 seasons of the Bob Newhart Show. Came in a big pack all together, and it was like $60. And I said, you know, that, for my entertainment, that's worth it. So I've been going slowly through and watching, you know, a couple episodes here and there. And I'm in like the beginning of the second season. And it's, they haven't introduced Peter Scolari's character yet, but I know he's coming in a couple episodes. But I just love that show. So, you know, I think Bob Newhart was a very funny guy, and I'm laughing at these episodes, even though they're, you know, 35, 40 years old. Well, let's see, if they start in 82 and this is 2024, they're 22 or 42 years old. Oh, yikes. Anyway. All right. I think I've talked enough, and I've certainly related enough to Big Fatty for this week's episode. And I think I'm just going to call it Thinking of Big Fatty. So anyway. All right. Thank you guys for listening all this long. I'm sorry it was so long. That is all I have for this week, though. So until next time, bye.